Robin Rhodes at breakfast. Weekdays from 6. BBC Three Counties Radio.
Now, I know this is early in the morning, and please forgive me, but I do remember some time ago going for a medical checkup. And at one stage, the man said, he was putting on some rubber gloves, he said, "This is going to feel a bit unusual. Can you drop your trousers now?" Oh, dear, here we go. The reason I'm telling you that is that a Hertfordshire man is calling for yearly prostate tests free on the NHS. Bob Arthy from Chorley Wood had prostate cancer last year and thinks that people need to be more aware of the disease. Hello, Bob.
Hi, good morning, Stephen.
Trying to get a man to go to the doctor for anything is difficult. Trying to get a man to go to the doctor for a prostate cancer checkup is going to be virtually impossible unless he has got somebody to nag him to bits.
Well, that's absolutely true, and that's why we felt that getting to people like ladies' groups, the WI, getting them involved in our campaign is, like, very important. So that's what we've been doing around Chorley Wood Way. We've been going out on the streets with guitars, a couple of us, and two or three of us just rattling tin cans, talking to people to try and get prostate awareness, because if you're prostate aware, you could not only save your own life, but hopefully save somebody else's.
What happened to you?
What happened to me?
Yeah.
Well, I went to the doctor because I had the leaky dick syndrome, bring it mildly. And he said, "Oh, don't worry, Bob." He said, "I've got much the same. Just go on as long as you can, you see." So I went away again, feeling fairly reassured, I suppose. And then a couple of weeks later, and the leaky dick syndrome turned into I can't go when I want to go, and I want to go, and I can't go bit, you know, so it got worse and worse. So I went to another doctor who gave me a PSA test, and the result was really high, and the rest is history.
As far as all this is concerned, as I say, men are reluctant to have this kind of examination.
Sure.
And I get the feeling sometimes that doctors aren't that keen either.
Well, that's what I'm finding out, actually, because the group's called the FOPs, by the way, the Friends of the Prostate. It's about 20 of us now.
Right, okay. What do you like? Go on.
And we're trying to start more fopperies, like catteries, around the country to get people to take an interest in their prostate, the gland that Leonardo da Vinci couldn't even bloody find when he first of all looked into the innards of a human body, because it's on the neck of the bladder, and it looks a bit like the bladder, I guess. Anyway, what we are trying to do, as I say, is get monitoring going. We want a value for every person in the country over 50. If this value goes up, then it's worth thinking about getting the next stage, the finger up the, as you put it, the backside, or even a biopsy, because this little killer can be very benign in a sense. I mean, they say that more people die with it than from it, but there are 10,000 people a year dying from it, and that the tragedy, these unnecessary deaths, is so moving when you've had it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah? A whole bunch of us now, as I say, 19, 20 of us, some are honorary, some honorary members are females, you know, who want to help. But there are others, most of us have had it and sorted it. We feel very privileged, very lucky to be alive. Yeah. And so we want to do something to keep other people alive. That's the aim of the game.
Do you have a website or anything like that, Bob?
Well, it's not up and running yet, actually. I've got a website, yeah, www.arthy.com, but I'm going to stuff something onto that as soon as I get my web man around.
Okay.
Yeah?
Right, because people, there are prostate cancer sites where people can go and find out a bit more about it and
Prostate all the rest of UK and the Prostate Cancer Charity, the two big ones, yeah.
Yeah. They're That's big. The one us boys should be taking note of particularly. Bob, it's good talking to you.
Brilliant.
Thanks for all your efforts.
Thank you so much.
You look after yourself. I'm glad you're still around to talk to us. That's Bob Arthy there from Chorley Wood, who had prostate cancer last year. And he believes we need to be made more aware of the disease. And the reason, because he's alive today, and if he hadn't paid attention when he did and gone to another doctor because he wasn't satisfied with doctor number one, then he wouldn't be here talking to me. So that's something you might want to consider.